This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
I like the commentary over the top. Like, hang on. You know what? Most radio stations don't call out when they screw up. But we do on a daily basis, man. Because we're human. Barely. But we're human.
Yeah, we're super special. We're some of the best humans of all time.
Probably.
But we make mistakes, and we're okay with making mistakes occasionally.
In fact, I think we need to make mistakes because then it seems like we're too perfect and we're unrelatable. Like, you can't relate to us if we're too perfect all the time. So sometimes we might just make a mistake just for the hell of it. All right, top stories of the day. John Canzano is he's a sports columnist, radio talk show host. In Portland on 7:50 a.m., The Game. He has, so his findings between the Mountain West and the Pac-12 in this settlement, his latest state the Mountain West will receive less than half from the Pac-12 in the settlement, which was originally set to be $155 million, but obviously we fought back and forth. Doesn't mean it can't be a win for both sides. However, right now it looks like the Pac-12 will be paying $75 million or less. That keeps it from being a massive fail for the Pac-12. Good chunk of money for the remaining Mountain West schools for their troubles, the exiting fee or whatever. But it doesn't look like they're going to get even messed with the tampering fee or the poaching fee or whatever, which I didn't even think was a real thing. So there's a lot of money, but I feel like both might walk away with, we didn't win, but we maybe didn't lose.
I feel like it would have been so much easier if they had just combined forces.
I do too. But see, that's the thing. Pac-12 fans are, and I'm a Pac-12 fan now, Mike. You're welcome, buddy. Conference of Champions. Here we go.
No.
Conference of Champions.
Oregon State and Washington State don't have enough.
Conference of Champions.
They can't call themselves that anymore.
They've Conference of Champions. Pac-12, Conference of Champions.
Former champions.
But I do think certain Pac-12 fans are a little snobbish. And they're like, no, we didn't want Wyoming and Air Force and all these other schools and UNLV. I think you should have. I think this should have just been the Mountain West with Oregon State and Washington State, and then you call it the Mountain Pack.
You know,
or the Pack of Mountains.
Washington State shouldn't even have a vote. They're not even an original member. Oregon State's an original member. They're the only original member left, so they should make all the rules.
Who should? Oregon State?
Oregon State, yes.
Oregon State, yeah. Well, either way, I think both conferences come out of this with maybe we didn't necessarily win, but we didn't necessarily lose. That's fine. We'll see.
We didn't get to the Stanley Cup, but we got past two rounds.
It doesn't. No, I don't even know if it matters. I don't know, dude. I need a break from the NCAA. I just need a break. I'm always fascinated by it, Mike, but every freaking day I've got something new. I've got a different pitch, scare tactics from the SEC, 5-for-5, 5-and-5 proposals, changes to college basketball, playoff expansion, college football, playoff expansion. And then you got the NIL Go group, the CSI or CBS or CB, whatever it is.
I think it's NCIS, college football.
College Sports Commission. Put a abbreviation on it and makes it official. you know, they're cracking down on NIL deals, and then the SEC's kind of irritated by it. The Big Ten's kind of irritated by it. So what was the whole point? It's exhausting.
Well, it's because
it's exhausting.
The Big Ten, the SEC are doing it wrong.
75% of the time. It works every time. Well, 75% of the $100 million that was, at least to Wednesday, that was not approved, 75% of that belong to SEC and Big Ten. When are we going to get rid of NIL? Mike, it doesn't even feel like it's NIL anymore. It's just money laundering. It's just a way to pretend we're giving you money. I'm giving you millions of dollars. I'll tell them that you're doing an endorsement deal for me. But it's not really an endorsement deal. And that's what the Big Ten and the SEC is asking. Why do we even have to mess around with this? Why do we have to pretend little Billy's tweeting about you and cares about you when really I just want the money in his wallet so that he can put the money in ours by playing good football? That's what we want.
And if he sucks, then he's going to lose his deal.
Then he loses his deal. Are we messing around with it anymore? Because it's so damn all over the place. If we could make them all legit, fine. But we're not going to. There's too many dollars being thrown around, and the boosters could probably care less about what it's being used for. They just want their football teams to be good. That's it.
I just want my football team to be good.
That's why the Big Ten...
I'd rather them not cheat.
That's why the Big Ten and the SEC is like, screw it. We're tired of all these rules and regulations, man. We're tired of it. Let's just go create our own thing, make it a semi-pro league, put a salary cap on this bad boy, and we just deal with each other. And we got markets. We actually got markets for quarterbacks and left tackles and all this stuff. And we don't have to mess with 5 and 5. We can just play for as long as you'd like. We'll sign you to a 3-year deal. If you play well, we'll extend it to a 2-year deal. If you play well, we'll sign you for another 3 years or something like that. It's probably happening. So it's like when I look at Mountain West stories in Pac-12 and I get excited for the season coming up and UNC is going to be playing Friday night against Weber State and it's going to be, and I am excited about it. It's all great. I'm ready to watch Jim Mora and the era. But in the back of my mind, Mike, I feel like Game of Thrones. I feel like no matter how much you and I sit here and bicker about sports and who's going to win and all this stuff, the freaking White Walkers are looming. They're on their way to get us. So no matter how much we argue about who should be in the playoffs, who shouldn't be in the playoffs, how NIL should work, how this should work, how that should work, should there be expansion, it all doesn't matter because the White Walkers are coming and all of our ideas are just going to be set on fire.
Well, see, now that's not the right analogy.
Yeah, it
what
is.
It should be.
It is the right analogy.
The ending is coming, and the ending is written terribly by Dan and Dave. That's what it should be. We're all worrying about this and that, but like,
well, okay.
It's been written so
through
terribly.
6 seasons, the White Walkers posed a real threat. Through 6 seasons, it was like, whoa, what's going to happen? Fast forward, spoiler alert, final season, they kill him in episode 1. The whole thing you're fighting for, boom, it's over.
More like episode three.
I hate TV shows anymore, Mike. I love them and I hate them because they're really good and then they're really awful.
That's the problem. They go way too long.
Stupid.
Stranger Things should have stopped at season 4.
I hate it.
Their original idea was to go to 4 seasons.
The Boys got a little out of control, too. I stuck with it, but it got out of control. You're going to revisit it at some point because I need to have a talk.
Later this year. I still have to finish Invincible.
First Advantage text line.
I don't know if that's
line.
The final season of Invincible because I'm halfway through.
Nobody's seen that. You're the only 12-year-old that's watching cartoon superheroes still.
It's not for 12-year-olds. It is so violent.
13-year-olds?
Like you can only have this violence with a cartoon. It kind of reminds me of DC, how DC's cartoons are always more adult.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Okay. The New York Knicks are in the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. They swept the Cavs. And, I mean, I go back to that game 1 when Cleveland's up big in the fourth and the Knicks come all the way back and win. And that's always the cliche when you give up a lead like that. When you're the dog, which they were 7.5-point dogs in that game, the Cavs were. When you're up big and you lose like that, how hard is it to recover? For in Cleveland's case, very,
Let's hope the Avalanche aren't looking at that, aren't feeling that way.
Although it would kind of reverse because it was game one and this would be game three, but maybe. So, Mike, after the Knicks won in overtime, they came all the way back and won game one in overtime, 115-104. The next games were blowouts the rest of the way. Game two, 109-93. Game three, 121-108. And game four, last gasp for Cleveland. Surely they're not going to go down like that. 130-93. The scores the Knicks have been putting up in these playoffs is historical. They had one game where they beat the Sixers, 144-114. 137-98. 140-89, 126-97. Now they lost two games. They've lost only two games. And that was two to Atlanta, Big Hub, if you're listening. Shout out to Atlanta. They swept the Sixers and they swept Cleveland, but these were just like bad, bad games. And now it's going to be the Knicks and either the Spurs or the Thunder. It actually might set up to be a pretty entertaining finals. Tonight, you have the Spurs and Thunder. Series is tied at 3. That's definitely lived up to it. Shea is flopping all over the place, dude. They called De'Aaron Fox with what is the foul call when they shoot a 3 and you're in their landing zone? De'Aaron Fox moves to Shea's left, but as Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is in the air, Michael, look at my hands. These are his feet when he goes up to shoot. As he's in the air, he turns them somehow to the left, even though his body is facing the rim, so it made it look as though his feet were landing where De'Aaron Fox was, so Fox would get called for being in his landing zone. He contorted his body to a complete... He wasn't even looking to score. I watched... I know this is all highlights and stuff, but I watched a montage of Kobe Bryant pump faking to score. It was beautiful. Pump fake, guy jumps, he spins around, goes up for a nice shot. Shea is just pump faking, guy goes up, and then he leans in and goes, ah, it is awful. I've already put in my resume. I could count on your vote, Hooligans. I've put in my resume to be the next NBA commissioner because Lord knows, even with Michael as my assistant, we could actually make the NBA much better. And it's very simple. Hey, guys, see what Shea's doing? We got to fix that. Any ideas? That's what we're going to be sitting at the round table. The whole show round table. Although we probably won't be the whole show anymore because I'll be the commissioner, so screw this show. That's we got to fix it. We got to fix it, Mike. It's disgusting. And Thunder fans trying to say, no, he was in his landing zone. No, he was to his side. He's turning his feet. He's somehow like the Exorcist. You know when her head like turns all the way around? This was Shea's feet. They're facing the basket in the air. As he's landing, he turns them toward De'Aaron Fox so that he could land, so that Fox would get called for being in his landing zone. His feet weren't... so stupid.
At what point does he throw up a bunch of split pea soup? Because it's the Exorcist.
I don't know.
You want to go full circle on something?
You always take my things too far. Like, I can at least give the regular fan an idea of, hey, oh, Exorcist, and then you go into some detail that I forgot.
It's an epic detail. You want to do a full circle thing here?
Kind of.
All right. The owner of the Atlanta Hawks, mm-hmm. one of the owners, she's an actress. She played the wife of a guy in the show Still Standing. That guy in the show was the very first king in Game of Thrones.
The King Baratheon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
so, yeah,
that is
small
fun.
World.
That
basketball
is
and Game of Thrones.
Connect. He said, Chris, that Fox foul was terrible. Heard they are known as Floppahoma. I mean... Shea's not even covering it up anymore. He has no shame in it. He doesn't care. He knows they're chanting flopper. He doesn't care. He's getting to the line and he's getting his. He's winning MVPs. He's going to get paid. He doesn't care. We can call it out as much as we want, but he and Adam Silver are skipping along to the bank. Although Silver should be skipping out of the bank because they're going to lose money eventually if this continues to happen. However, I'm excited for the game tonight. I'm rooting for the Spurs. I want a Spurs-Knicks finals. I think that'd be fun.
I call on everybody to not watch these games.
Oh, no. Why? Would you? Why would you be on a
you
sports
can watch
show?
It, but I'm just
why
saying,
would you
like,
be on a sports
if you want
show?
Flopping to change, tank the NBA.
No.
Make the ratings go away.
I don't want to do that. This is a good series. I'm going to be watching the series, and I would never tell anyone to not watch this series. I know you're putting together Lego Star Wars G69 or whatever tonight, but sports people are going to be watching Spurs Thunder at 6:30 on NBC or Peacock.
It was a Lego spider.
Mm-hmm.
And I scared Tanner with it.
I was actually joking. I was actually joking. And turns out, no, you were playing with a new Lego toy. Faith says there's a lady courtside with a fake Oscar for Shay. Yeah, that would be good. I guess you just got to make it loud. Maybe Adam Silver. Has anyone asked Adam Silver, hey, do you think tanking, or not tanking, because we all know he loves tanking, or he freaks out about tanking. Do you think flopping is a big issue in the NBA? Have we asked Adam Silver that? Because I'd like to hear his answer. But he won't be honest, because if he calls attention to it, it'll hurt viewers. Big Hub says, are the Knicks good enough to win, or was the East just very weak? I don't know. That's what we're about to find out. Because the Knicks were just absolutely destroying teams.
The East is always weak, though.
Yeah. But not like the Knicks were winning by like 30 points and 20 points, and it was just absolutely incredible what they were able to do. So something's going to be found out. Was it just the East not even close to the West? Or are the Knicks that good? I hope the Knicks are that good. Because I don't care who wins the finals. I don't really care. East-West, I don't care. I would love to see the Spurs beat the Thunder. Because I don't want to reward flopping anymore. But maybe if the Thunder make it into the finals, And the spotlight is even, because the spotlight's already on them anyway, because it's the conference finals. But in the NBA finals, a different type of spotlight. Maybe if the spotlight is on them, and now you got New York in the mix, and we're flopping all over the place, maybe that's enough to elicit some real change in the NBA. So there's kind of thinking.
You can flop in LA all you want, because they do it too.
Yeah, but you might actually get Knicks fans that are pissy, and then therefore NBA family fans are like, yeah, wow, this is actually pretty bad. You get like, what's his name, Spike?
Yeah, Spike Lee might make a movie out of it.
M. Night Shyamalan or whatever his name is, the short white dude that was in movies and stuff that's really famous. He's dating a Jenner now. That guy. You get Ben Stiller. You get him there. Make a movie about it. Make a comedy about flopping. Just call it Flopping.
White Man Can't Flop.
Starring Ben Stiller and Will Ferrell. You know, you get who other famous New York fans are there? Tracy Morgan, instead of puking his food all over, courtside. He's like really happy that the Knicks are winning because he had that thing last year where he just puked everywhere. I think he got sick. You actually have actors and stuff that are kind of not LA actors. Those are fake. New York Knicks actor fans seem a little more genuine. I'll be honest. Like Ben Stiller is actually a Knicks fan. I don't know that
well,
half
I
the...
Would, I would say that fans of the Lakers, they are fans of the Lakers. They're just like, their job fans. Isn't real.
They're fake fans. Like except for Jack Nicholas. He's a real
Jack
fan. Jack Nicholson, sorry.
Yeah.
He's a real fan.
He's a real fan, but like, you know, fake...
No, he's a real fan.
Fake job.
Why is it a fake job?
Because it's acting. You're pretending to be someone else.
It's not a fake job. Your job is to be fake, but it's not a fake job.
It's one of those jobs that
you're
isn't
Mr.
Real.
Nerd person. You love actors.
I do love some actors. I
so
just
you're saying their
that,
job
look,
is
they
fake?
Don't do
are you
going to
go tell?
Job.
Are you going to go tell Captain Kirk actor guy? What's his name? Are you going to go tell him that his job is fake? You wouldn't do that. You'd be shaken. You'd be dying for that autograph. You're not going to tell him his job's fake.
If I could, I'd go back in time and tell him to be nicer on. To everybody else, because he was kind of a jerk.
Okay. The lady in San Antonio with the Oscar, hands down, troll of the year. Yeah, that's pretty good. Faith, Timothy Chalamet is who I was thinking. I called him M. Night Shyamalan. That's close. Oh.
Is he a Knicks fan?
Yeah. He's a Knicks fan.
I know he's in the Dune movies. Those are good.
What's that? What is that?
It's based off of a book. They made a couple of adaptations. This one is, in my opinion, the best of the two that I've seen.
Nobody cares. Nobody's seen Dune. Dude, Where's My Car? We've seen, not Dune. I haven't seen that.
Texters, have you seen
Dune? Nobody's seen Dune. Don't feed this beast today.
Feed it.
Don't feed this beast. Say, what is a Dune?
And you know, the original score by Hans Zimmer was incredible.
God. Faith, Silver's focused on tanking so much because it affects his precious draft. I know. They're so obsessed with it. Eastside Chris, getting worried. My Avs, Knicks, parlay champs. Looks not good. Looks not good. I like that. Looks not good. Was going to bring lasagna and burritos to the station. Hey, you can still do that. HVAC guy says,
dude,
William
that.
Shatner. And HVAC guy says, I've seen Dune. Dude, don't
admit
talking, that.
Like 1985 Dune?
It doesn't matter.
Like
it doesn't
HBO
matter.
Max
you didn't
Dune.
Have any friends in any decade. You're watching Dune.
Here's another full circle.
Although I just finished The Boys, and it's pretty good.
Here's another full
circle. What?
The Dune in the 80s, the actor who played Jean-Luc Picard in Star Trek The Next Generation
I'm so confused.
Was one of the actors in that movie.
Okay. Texter from the 303. Mr. Commissioner, along with flopping, can you please eliminate the Euro step and lifting of the pivot foot? Let's stop giving charity money to the WNBA. Thank you. I'm not going to touch the WNBA thing because I feel like if one of my first moves to come in is to cut money from the WNBA, that will not be received well, Michael. So I'm going to be careful around that one at first. Yeah, we could address the Euro step, lifting the pivot foot, and how many steps they actually get. Yeah, that would be nice. Carrying?
There's been a lot of carrying.
That's not as big of a problem. Mike, one thing at a time, okay? How do you eat an elephant?
You don't.
No, if you were to eat an elephant, how would you do it?
Well, that would be illegal.
One bite at a time is what you would do. One bite at a time. So
I'd
I'm not going to come in and change
probably
everything.
Better because it's not illegal to eat a cow. Unless it's India.
The saying is
then
elephant.
That's a religious thing.
The saying is elephant, though.
I've never heard that.
You don't do anything other than put together Lego ships. How would you hear any kind of real saying that people say in the world? Because it's all you do is you sit in your dark coffin office back there and listen to vampire funeral music and put together Lego Star Wars.
Are you sure that's the thing? Are you sure that's what it said, or did you mishear it? Kind of like take it for granted.
I think it's, I don't know what you're talking about.
That podcast might still be on the air from might still be on the internet from like 5 years ago.
What podcast? Yeah, it's a classic saying. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So you're welcome, Mike. Sorry, I have to educate you, and you just don't have any culture and don't understand it. It's a great quote. You're welcome, by the way. Absolutely understood this. So while you're in your little corner office there playing Dungeons and Dragons, I'm actually in the real world having fun with people, learning about things. Dune, where's my camel, says Eastside Chris. Yeah. What are you trying to prove me wrong? It's a saying. I just
looked it up.
I just outsmarted you.
I'm trying to figure out what year it's from.
I just outsmarted you again. God, it gets tiring, man. It gets really tiring. Just dominating the conversation every day. Have you ever seen an elephant hiding in a tree? That's because they're really good at it. Okay. 970. Most people have seen Dune, but don't tell Michael because he'll be more insufferable. Most people haven't seen Dune.
Which Dune are we talking about?
Stop. Though? Every time I say it, you have to ask.
The 1947 depiction really spoke to his character. The score was exhilarating.
Couldn't get into Dune, says Faith. Miles is with Michael, though, and watches Invincible. Come on, man. What are
you
we doing
You have to watch
here?
It now.
No, I'm not going to watch it. Well, Aaron's texting in. I know him from the Bob Dylan movie, but not Dune, says Aaron. So M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, he was in the Bob Dylan movie, wasn't he?
I don't know him from anything, do I?
He was in some kind of like paddling movie where he played...
The ping ponger?
Ping pong, yeah, there we go. Guy, they hold paddles. That was close.
Be interesting.
He was in that movie.
He was in like a medieval...
advertisements showing.
He was in like a medieval knights type movie. Don't remember it, though. And he was in Hostiles with Christian Bale. It's a good movie. Really good movie.
He was in the latest.
He was in it and he spoke French. So I saw him in that, and that was pretty much the only thing I saw him in. So
his dad's French.
I thought he was French. That he was just French. And how do you know his dad's French? Why do you know that?
I don't know.
Why do you know
that?
Why are you watching interviews with M. Night Shyamalan? Doesn't make sense. 31 minutes after the hour. We have to take a break. This conversation is giving me a headache. Where are we? Okay. We'll be right back. I got a lot to talk about. Nuggets are winning some awards. Are you really about to trade a guy that just did something for the first time again? Are you doing it? And if this is Dune, then you are Michael Kirkpatrick. You are fired.
It's Dune from 1984. It's Toto.
Want a free gift for Dad this Father's Day? Make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFK Podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFK.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310KFK.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place. After you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. Ryan's my guy. Give him a call today at 970-674-8825. They're going to help you. If you're in the market for just kind of looking over your insurance needs for your farming operations, and that's not all. They have several options that they work with. But farming operations, obviously, we know is pretty significant in our area. Talk to Renaissance Insurance. Talk to Ryan. Again, 970-674-8825. HVAC guy texting in. I always thought Dune is what made Sting fly to superstardom. And yes, a much younger Patrick Stewart was in that movie as well. I can geek out with Mikey for a minute. It's allowed. Not everything is sports ball.
I had to
everything
give him
is
the
sports
laugh
ball.
For the pun.
Everything is sports ball.
You see, you don't get the pun because you haven't seen the movie.
Good. Good. I can nerd out, Mike. It's just more fun to make fun of the things you nerd out on. That just makes me happy. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So, Nikola Jokic has been named to the Kia All-NBA First Team as voted on by members of the media. He's the only Nuggets player to earn All-NBA First Team honor 6 times and has now made an All-NBA team in 8 straight seasons, the longest streak in franchise history. But here's the one. Jamal Murray not only made his first All-Star game this year, he earns All-NBA Third Team honors for the first time. Are you really about to trade a guy that just made his first All-Star appearance? And just got on his first All-NBA team. Now, yeah, it was third, but it's one position per team. They had first, second, third. 3 different squads, essentially. Jamal Murray made it for the first time. That's actually a pretty substantial award. for Jamal.
What can you get for him?
That award probably helps a little bit. That shows you that the rest of the league believes Jamal is that guy. So you might be able to get a haul for him. I don't know. It's Jamal or AG. Which one are you trading? I don't know. I don't know, Mike. The further we get away from this with the Nuggets, the more I'm like, do we just pray, cross our fingers, that Aaron Gordon is okay? I don't think they're going to be able to get Peyton Watson from everything I've looked at, what it would do to the luxury tax. I don't even know if they even wanted to get into that second apron, if they actually can. Because at some point, you can have a limit there, but if they can skirt it anyway and just say screw it, we'll pay for it somehow. I'm not sure. Perfect world. Aaron Gordon's healthy. Peyton Watson re-signs. He's healthy. He's the guy we thought he was. Run it back. That's what I would do. But I just don't think you can. So your next best option is to trade either Aaron Gordon or Jamal. And Aaron Gordon, with his injury history and now age, is going to play a significant role in what you can yield from that type of a trade. Same for Jamal Murray. The guy's just coming off of his career best. He had a career high 18 double-doubles. He had 5 games with 40-plus points. The most such games in a season in his career. He made 245 three-point field goals, the most by a Nugget player for a season in franchise history. And his 43.5% from three ranked third best in franchise history for a single season. How can you trade that guy? Is it good business to trade a guy like that after a year like that?
How much is he making? How much
significant
and
amount.
What can you get for him?
I think you could get a pretty good haul, is what I said.
Well, haul away. Haul the notes away.
So you would trade Jamal Murray?
He's
due $50 million.
How many players showed up in the playoffs? Like, not a lot of players showed up in the playoffs. And you're basically tearing this thing down, right? So
maybe not.
Get as much as you can.
You might not tear it down. Kroenke is torn between selling off some of their premier assets to acquire different assets and try something different, or running it back if Aaron Gordon's healthy. I think they're going to run it back. I just don't know how you trade Jamal. He said, Chris, Jamal trade looks better now. His legend has increased. True. I think that actually ups the stock a little bit on what you could get for him. But if I'm being critical and I'm thinking about a potential trade for Jamal, I'm asking this very serious question. Who is Jamal without Joker? Is he as good without Joker? And are you willing to take that chance and put him on your roster without Nikola Jokic? Not sure.
Well, someone's going to say, we need someone really good, and they're going to ignore the fact that Jokic...
There it is.
You know.
Yeah, Dune.
That he exists. Mm-hmm. So it'll probably be L.A., since nobody in L.A. and New York wants to give Jokic credit for existing, being good.
Faith texting, and Brady Miles said he thinks you'd like Invincible, and it has a lot of famous people in the cast. All right, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. I think it sounds great.
Oh, because Miles said it. Okay. Miles, give me your number.
I need you
to tell Brady about a bunch of things. I need you to get him into Star Trek.
No. 12:41.
Too smart for you.
The time that is not a smart show.
Very smart
show. No, the opposite of that. Ooh.
Just because the values of the Federation are the exact opposite of the values of me.
They just run around and go, ooh. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
I just saw Troy Rank's post on socials. Looks like Nathan MacKinnon, Valerie Nichushkin, Ross Colton, and Brent Burns were not on the ice this morning for Avs morning skate. Now, in your experience watching hockey, does that normally mean no go?
I mean, not necessarily. Maybe they're trying to rest a hobbling McKinnon for, you know, give. Maybe the swelling is just like bad and they need to give him more ibuprofen and ice and stuff. But, yeah, boys, it doesn't sound good.
You're out.
I'm trying to explain it away.
Are you out?
I'm trying to be positive.
Is it done tonight? Is it over tonight? Are they really going to get swept by Las Vegas tonight?
I think it's going to be up to the Broncos to beat Las Vegas because I don't think it's going to happen tonight. I think the
picture on
Friday.
Are
too injured and they're and look.
Picture
I would
on Friday,
be happy
everybody
to be
knows
wrong.
That. Picture on Friday, everybody knows that. But you're making a pick right now.
Yes.
What are you out of your mind? You can't make a pick right now. Picture on Friday, and everybody knows that. And you're coming at me with this on a Tuesday.
Right, it is Tuesday. Isn't
Tuesday.
It?
I like to add an E. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So you're picking the Avs to lose, to get swept by Las Vegas.
I think Las Vegas, they have their brooms on the ice, and they have their shovels,
oh,
and they're
no.
not only cleaning up the ice of all that chipped up nasty leftovers, but I think they're going to move the Avalanche along with it. I don't think it's going to be good. I'd love to be wrong.
I just kept thinking something was going to happen. And this team fires it off, and they get win number one. And then they take it back to Colorado. Suddenly they pull that off. And now you got a game six where you just got to steal it on the road and bring it back home. I'm not prepared to make the pick yet, Michael. So, no. Okay, thank you. Yeah, this is bad. Is this?
So are you picking on Friday?
Is it picks are on Friday? Everybody knows that, but we'll pick later today. Is this Jared Bednar's final game as the Habs head coach?
No, but I've been wrong about things before. I mean,
yeah, that's.
Did
true.
You see Sakic after that last goal?
No, I didn't. When they panned over to him,
pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, like I'm sure he's not the only one, but he just looked
Dude,
so mad.
They did everything right. They assembled this team the right way. They made a lot of risky moves at the beginning of last season or before the trade deadline last year.
And the trade for Kadri.
Yeah.
Like, I was so glad to get him back, and he played all right.
He's okay. I'd like to see him, you know, get a little nasty. Might have to tonight. You might see
Shades
a different...
Shades of his younger self?
You might see a different brand of Avalanche hockey tonight. Just a nasty, we got nothing to lose. Go out there, and then...
Break the golden, you know what I call them.
Yeah.
So the next team, who's probably going to be Carolina,
yeah,
doesn't have to deal with them too much.
Mm.
Look, if the Avs lose, I want Carolina to win the Stanley Cup very, very easily. Like 6 goals in every game.
Why?
To zero.
Why?
Because
you just hate
first
Las Vegas
of all,
that
I
much?
Hate Las Vegas. And second, I... hold grudges.
12:50 the time. Let's wrap up hour number two. Coming up in the final hour of the show, we got clip of the day. Interesting clip. Spencer Smith's going to join us from DNVR Rockies. How bad is it for the Rockies, and how bad is it going to get? They're now back to the basement by themselves. They're the worst team in baseball. But yet, they're 11 games better than they were this time last year. We'll be right back.
Updates, the latest in the local and national political scene and local sports. Hear it all on Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Okay, couple of updates here. Jared Bednar confirms Nathan McKinnon in. He is playing tonight. Valerie Nichushkin is questionable. Mackenzie Blackwood will start. So there you go, Mike. How are we feeling now? Any better?
A little better.
A little better.
We'll have slightly...
Let's get it done.
A little more.
Let's get it done. Survive tonight. Survive the night. It's all I ask. Survive the night.
For the night...
Survive the nights. Clip of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.